Okay, this is the first inaugural episode of my podcast. I'm
Pop
so
that
excited.
cherry podcast.
Exactly. So my name is Lauren, and I'm here with my very good friend Emily.
Hi.
And this is called Early in the Game. And it's a podcast about dating in New York. And like it hasn't been done a million
So
times. It's very
original.
original, I know, but I just feel like, I love the sound of my own voice, and I want everyone to hear what crazy antics me and my friends get up to, and I just feel like it's the right thing to do,
I
you know?
agree. The perspective of two early 20
Early
white
20s
girls
white girls. So
need that
diverse.
voice.
In this day and age, in 2018, this is exactly what the world needs.
It is.
Emily also has quite the most hilarious blog that I'm just going to give a shout
Oh
out to right now,
my
notsonewyorker.com.
God. That's right.
Oh, so good. So give it a read. That's a real read. This is a podcast, so you have to listen.
Hands free.
Hands free. I hope you guys are walking, riding the subway,
Eating pizza.
eating pizza, doing all those classic New Yorker things, yelling at a hobo or a taxi, whatever works, whatever floats your boat. But let's dive right into it. So early in the game, like first dates,
The worst.
they are kind of the worst because you're always going in there and you're like, okay, well, I need to psych myself up for this. And in reality, I could talk to a brick wall if
You're
necessary,
so personable.
but everyone should be.
I agree.
And it's just like really annoying when you go on a date and you're like, okay, well, this guy just isn't for me. Like, have you ever been on a date and you walk in and you see him and you're like, I should have turned around and
No, I honestly, I've been really lucky with I'm only on Bumble. I was
left?
on Tinder like early in my New York game,
Wow.
coming from the Midwest, just being like
Wow.
21 years old on Tinder when it was like first created,
Yeah,
you know?
when it
Like,
was first created, it was a much
whew.
different beast, I would say.
But Bumble has been pretty good to me. I will say I once had to endure a whole like commute to Brooklyn and a hockey game on a first date.
What?
Yeah. With a
Wait.
guy that I was not attracted to.
That was the day he asked you to a hockey game, or he was like want to hang out further, let's go to a hockey
No, he
game.
asked me to a hockey game. I don't know why I went. I love boy fights. That's honestly why I went.
Just
They
for the
turned me on.
hockey
Yes. I love like hockey for that
Yeah,
reason.
yeah,
It's just
yeah.
like so homoerotic when you start
Feel
like slamming each other up against walls.
They're wearing like tons of padding and they probably smell bad,
Yeah.
but like.
And I wanted a hot dog. So I was like, okay, free hockey game, I'll go. We should not have commuted together in hindsight. That
Oh,
was a lot.
yeah,
That was
because
a
then.
first date in and of itself.
Right, you had to make small talk on a train.
All the way to Atlantic Barclays.
Yikes.
From
Queens.
Bryant Park.
Oh, no, that's
Okay.
again.
Not Oh my God.
Sorry, now everyone
Yeah.
can stalk Emily. Everyone knows where she lives.
I'm not a Manhattan girl. This is already like a big problem with my dating
She's
life.
very insecure about it. I will say, when I see a boy lives in Queens, I tend not to swipe on
Girl, I feel you.
Do you just say you live in Manhattan on, I guess on Bumble you
You
can't. Like,
can't.
it's
It's
just
all
like the location.
location-based.
Shit. So is that a problem? Like what's the farthest you'll go for love on Bumble?
Probably, like Staten Island and the Bronx love all those. I'm totally kidding. No, Staten
I just looked
Island.
at her with like the most scared expression on my face.
Wait. Would you rather date someone from Staten Island or from the Bronx? They live there now.
So I'm a little biased because my grandma lives in Staten Island.
Really?
Yes. And I do go to see her and my cousins live there too. So
Okay.
like
Oh yeah, I did know this about you. I'm
yeah.
sorry to diss Staten
No,
Island
it's
like
no.
this. I'm sorry,
You can
Laura, the
totally
grandma.
diss Staten Island only because like I would never go there unless my grandma lived there.
Yeah.
But the ferry ride is very lovely.
It is, and it's free,
And it's
right?
free. Yeah. So I mean, because of that reason, I could just like hang out with a guy
And then
and then
hang
like
out with
hang out with my grandma.
Grams.
So yeah,
Two
it'd be
birds,
great.
one
Two
stone. That's
birds, one stone.
amazing.
So
So your
yeah.
answer is Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your answer?
Oh God. Yeah, I guess. You just sold me on Staten Island and I can visit your grandma too,
Exactly,
so
right? No, it's yeah, location really matters. Like sometimes I'll even see like Upper West Side.
Yeah.
And from where I live, not gonna say, but everyone knows.
She's a bougie Manhattan bitch, okay?
But from where I live, it's not convenient.
Right, right. Yeah.
So if I'm going off of convenience, like, why would I spend my time with someone who lives, like, diagonal across the city from me?
Yeah. No, it's hard. Like, this is so... There's just so many obstacles to dating in New York. It's, like, yeah. It's already hard enough. And yeah. Then, and then, yeah. Would you rather date a Staten Island boy or an Upper West Side?
Just move a little bit farther down.
Like, are you so...
Yikes, that's a really hard call. I guess Upper West.
You guess?
No, yeah, it would be Upper West.
Okay.
It'd be Upper West, yeah, yeah. But like where? Like 72nd by Trader Joe's or 96. Like 96? No, it was easy to get to.
Okay.
I was there yesterday. Yeah, Upper West.
Okay. But yeah, like, to put it in perspective for all our non-New York listeners. Yes,
yeah, we're alienating audiences here. Shit, okay.
Upper West Side is, like, what, 2 miles, 3 miles?
Maybe less than that.
Yeah.
Probably so, like, less.
Do you see how crazy this sounds? That yeah. We're talking about, like, oof.
But I will say this. Like, at least in New York, you have... You have multiple modes of operation. Like, you can take the subway, you can take a taxi, if you had a car, which no one has a car, you can city bike. Yes. So there are, trains, planes, whatever, to get places. Ferries. Lots of ferries.
And you have to really like that person.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. To schlep, like, your workout clothes, your work clothes.
Everything.
Your meal prep, like, yeah. To someone's house, yeah. So you can sleep meal with
prep.
Them.
For you, meal prep.
I don't know. I'm trying to make them think we're healthier and, like, cooler.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good idea.
Like, we might get dates from this podcast, okay? So let's, like, act like we're really skinny bitches.
I love it. I love it.
We are both single.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
if you didn't, get that.
If you didn't
get
that.
I live in Queens, okay? So, like...
And we still, or I still at least, love her for it. It adds to her charm. Adds to her charm being a Queens gal. So back to dates though, because I wanna dive deeper into, have you ever been on a date and just been immediately no? Like this hockey guy. Like, did you know from the train ride that you were just like, I don't like you?
Just because I wasn't like really attracted to him.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
But you saw a picture of him from Bumble.
I did, but he was also, okay, like, full disclosure, I'm from Michigan, and he was, like, a Michigan boy, so I'm always, like...
I do that with California boys all
like,
the time.
I always have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Wait, like, so you saw his picture, and you were like, he's not cute, but he's from Michigan?
No, he was also hotter in his pictures. He gained a little weight.
That's, yeah, that was what I was thinking.
He was in a work outfit, which I...
In a work outfit?
Yeah, like, we went right after work, so he was, like... In a lawyer outfit, which I don't, like, love lawyers.
Oh, see, no, I love when a guy's wearing a suit on a date.
No, me too, but, like, he was shorter than me, and he put on a little weight, so it was, like...
And he was, like, he was uncomfortable in what he was
suit.
Wearing.
Yeah. A little sweaty.
Pudgy. Like, sweaty, yeah.
Winter. Like,
actually,
I
know exactly what you're talking
like,
about.
Like, the bright fluorescent lights of the subway.
Oh.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Just bad.
Bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. But I do get the whole, like, out-of-state connection. Like, being from California, every time not every time, because, like, let's be real, like, California's a huge state, and, like, I don't like everyone. But a lot of the time, I find myself matching with guys that are from California. Like, I don't know what it is. And I also, I mean, Midwestern connection. Hello.
Yeah.
Michigan, go blue, baby. Okay, well, there's your answer to Emily's allegiance, but whatever. But, yeah, like, I do feel, like, I think, like, your experiences where you're from can really play a factor. And also giving benefit of the doubt to pictures. Because, boys, there's some curating that needs to go on with your dating app picture. You have, like, two pictures, and one's probably from 2007. And the other is, like, yesterday when your work took a headshot. It was, like, work headshot day. That's the only thing I say... Or they're blurry, or, like, you know what I actually really love? And I feel like this happened on Bumble a lot. when I was on it. I deleted it, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
She upgraded.
I upgraded. I don't know what I did. I sort of just cut my losses and like went out. But a lot of times you'll see pictures where it's like obvious, like a couple's pic, but they for some reason they crop or they like put an emoji over her face. That shit, I'm like, you took the time to edit this photo so that we wouldn't see what your ex-girlfriend looks like. Like, that to me is more psycho, like, than just having a picture with your ex-girlfriend. Agreed. Like, I don't care that you're in a picture with a girl. You're all obviously also on a dating app, so you should be single.
Right. Agreed. Like, and in all the time it took you to put that emoji over her face, like, you can have taken a shot from this year, like, this century. Like, yeah.
And I have not been from, like, Farmall 2010. Love my babe, whatever.
Like, I get it. You were on the last team in high school. Yes. Like,
there's always a sports picture. Yeah. There's at least one picture with a fish.
Yeah.
Always. I read this article, like, a very long time ago, but it was so funny because it was something about how, like, men put pictures on dating apps of them holding fish because it's like, see, I am men, I will provide for you. And you're like, I don't even fucking like fish. If it's not sushi, I'm not eating it. Like, it's without fail, there's usually a golf picture, like, yeah, most boring sport in the entire world.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think what else. What are the, like
an normal frat group photo?
Yeah, frat group photo or like weird Halloween pic. I see a lot.
Maybe, you know what, like, once our podcast gets really successful, we can be consultants for men, and we, like, curate their profile.
Love that.
Coaches.
I think that needs to be, we're trademarking that. I just got closer to the mic so everyone would know that we are trademarking that, and no one steal our idea. It'll make us millions of dollars. Copyrighted. Copyright, whatever. It's Bumblebees. That's not good. I was trying to think of like what it could be, like a name, but essentially we're dating
for that later.
Dating coach, dating pictures coaches of some sort.
Yeah,
they could use some help. They all really could. Oh, this is actually, we can talk about this because I don't care, and let's just like lay it all out there. I want to date on Thursday, and I didn't tell you about this before we started this conversation. Yeah, I went down Thursday.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
So it was a Hinge date.
Okay. So and wait, you're not on Bumble.
Oh,
you're
yes. Okay, Bumble. That's what we were talking about. Yeah, I'm still on Hinge.
Okay. That's the one where you like...
It's the mutual pass. Friends of friends. No. Yeah. No, not the past one. That's like happened. That one is okay. Like... That's like a stalker's wet dream. Like, I don't want that.
You're not a stalker.
Okay, that's for another time. I'm editing that part out. But that one happened is just weird because it's like you have to be on your phone all the time. I like to live in the present sometimes, you know, and not hear
when you're not swiping till 3 a.m. like, by the light of your phone.
Nightmare rectangle. So Hinge is the one where it's like you actually have to connect with Facebook because they take your mutual friends,
right?
And then your mutual friends, it's like friends of friends, or they try to say like you are second, like you share friends with Emily Callahan, but I just said your full name. I hope it's okay.
Emily Callahan, Queens. My social security number is.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll have one follower, and it's Lauren's mom. Hi,
and my grandma.
Hi, Staten Island grandma.
Exactly. So it'll be like you share friends with Emily Callahan's friends, or it'll be like you have mutual friends, your mutual friend is Emily Callahan.
Oh, okay.
Like it will tell you. And the nice thing about Hinge, which I actually kind of like, you should look into it. I feel like you would actually really like it too.
On a first date, you would just talk about like how amazing Emily Callahan is together. That'd be so sweet. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So it kind of looks like an Instagram feed. Like it's not like you swipe left or right. It's like you scroll and then they have little word prompts too. So something like my pet peeves or I donate a kidney for, you know, an apartment in the West Village. Fine. That's mine, so you can't take it. it's cute. It, like, makes it a little more... There's more to immediately latch onto and, like, talk about.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, pictures. Okay, you're hot. Your bio was sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? sort of. And the nice thing is, too, you get the matches of people matching with you in real time. So, like, if someone likes you, like, you can get a notification immediately.
And you don't have to like each other.
You don't have to like each other. You can choose, like, immediately, like, if you want to match or if you don't want to. Oh. So it's, like, a little, like, you have to be a little brave.
Yeah.
Because it's not just, like, blind match, like, swiping and then, like, seeing if the person mutually liked you. It's more like, I like this picture of you or this thing about you. Like, do you like me? Will say, not always successful, but it does, like, I mean, so that's, so back to this guy that I went on a date with. Like, I gave him mad props. I sent this on the date, too. Because I had seen him on it. And I had said no, because I was going so fast and I just didn't really, like, I was like, eh, like a first impression, I was like, meh, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's something in this algorithm and I don't know what it is and I need to talk to the Hinge developers about this. Because sometimes, I mean, it must just be that the pool is not wide enough, but sometimes I'll get someone who, like, I know I've said no to, but they'll pop back up for me and they won't have liked me yet, but they'll have popped up again. So I have to, like, say no twice.
Weird.
And so I had said no, I remember, like, swiping through and just being like, whatever. But then he liked me and I got the message, I got the, like, notification. Uh-huh. And in the in the liking, you can also comment. So you can comment on a picture, you can comment on what they said. And in that, he had responded to my West Village reference. Ugh, and he said, same, like, something like, same, haha, like, would you settle for a drink there instead?
Cute.
So I was kind of like, you know what? He asked for a date, like, right off the bat. Yeah. Most guys, it's, like, back and forth, and you're like, I don't need a fucking pen pal. Yeah. Like, ask me out, let's see if this works live. Otherwise, cut your losses and leave me alone. But yeah, so he said that and I was like, okay, I'm game. But I went on the date.
Oh, and what? Bad?
It wasn't bad. I'm making a face, so Emily was inferring from my face, but it wasn't awful. I just kind of, like, I knew. I was and I know myself too well to be like, well, maybe I could give him a second chance. Though I might give this guy a second chance. Really not making my case here. I just think that I'm willing to give a second chance because I think that he was really sweet.
Yeah.
But I just was kind of like, well, I gave it a go and he was, you know, he was forward enough to ask me out, and that's, like, half the battle.
Yeah.
Getting to a someplace to sit and, like, have a drink and, like, just talk to a stranger.
What was great about the date and what was horrible about the date? Or was it just so middle of the road that it's, like...
It was pretty middle of the road. I will say I had gone to a friend's birthday before, so I was, like, a little bit tipsy. So I was a little bit, like, very excitable, like, upon entry. He was really nice. He, like, I don't know how we got on the subject. I told one of my friends this the other day when I was, like, just, you know, post-mortem date, like, assessing. He was talking. He went to Big Ten school, which also was great. Like,
so
a good,
important.
So important.
I love Big Ten schools. I did not go to a Big Ten school.
But I just, like, it was a good connector. And I don't know how we got on this subject. Shut up. I don't know how we got on the subject, but we were talking about, like, frats. And I was like, okay, like, we can talk about Greek life, I guess, but I'd rather talk about what you do now. And then at one point he was like, yeah, and, like, I graduated a few years ago. And I was like, oh, like, same, like, when did you graduate? And he's 2 years older than me and he was talking about frats.
Like, red flag, he was red flag.
Exactly. Okay, thank you. And I was kind of like, if you were my age or a year younger, I could forgive you for talking about the glory days, like, whatever. Like, it's not like I don't bring up, like, college at all whenever I'm
speaking. She's already referenced it.
Exactly. But it felt weird. And
yeah, remind me how old you are.
25.
Okay, Lauren's 25, I'm 27. So just to, like, put that in perspective.
Yes, very good perspective. Thank you for that. And he's 27. Like, that's so.
And he wasn't a frat.
He wasn't a friend.
And you were
in a sorority. Yeah, I don't know. It just felt like a really weird topic as, like, two New Yorker people.
Yeah.
aren't you over that part of your life? He was really nice, and I think he's really interesting. He wants to write fiction for a living. Now I'm putting his whole life on this podcast, so I hope he's okay with that. But
yeah. Tall, not tall.
He was tall. He was taller than me, which...
Oh, Bob, as, so rare.
As we all... Yeah, okay, that's another thing that we should know. Yeah. Emily and I are tall girls.
Amazons.
Like, if we wear a heel at all, we tower over most men.
Yeah. For sure. They think we're like partners on the Olympic volleyball team.
Yeah, yeah. We would have been so good at that. Yeah, so like to me, and again, everyone's gonna make fun of me for this, but height is important to me.
Yeah. It's like number one.
It has to be.
Yeah. Above, you know, like morals, career, religion. Height.
Height.
Height. Jeffrey Dahmer, 6'2". I will date you.
It's true, though. I say it every time, and everyone always gives me shit. Say, like, Laura, you're such a heightist. And I'm like, it's not that I'm not attracted to people that are shorter than me. It's just that I know guys and they're gonna have some sort of complex about
right.
And if they don't bring it up now, it's gonna come up somewhere down the road. They can pretend to be the most evolved ever, but newsflash, guys aren't evolved, so you can't actually.
Yeah,
like I was talking to my friend the other day, and she was saying how she's 5'1".
Oh my God.
And she was saying how height is important to her. And I was like, but you know that you could potentially date someone that's 5'7" and still have them be 6 inches taller than you.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah, but something about, like, a tall guy is just, like, hotter. And I'm like, thank you. Like, I know that, too. Yeah. So, sorry, boys, if you're 5'10" and below. Emily's giving a face. What, Emily, give your height requirements.
Well, you know, on the apps, like, if a guy says he's 5'11", that's really your 5'8".
Yes.
And that's like...
Yes.
You can't option up there. You know what I mean? Like, it's not right.
Hinge lets you pick your height preference, by the way.
What?
Yeah, I know. It actually is a game changer. And I will tell you this, too. I have my height set right now to 6 foot and above. Boys, I can tell in a picture that you are not 6 foot.
Like, if you meet, you will know. Do they understand this?
Sometimes if I go on a date with a guy that says he's 6 foot, like, but I know, I'll wear a heel just to prove a point. Just to be savage. Like, if I wear this freaking 3-inch heel, I am suddenly 5'9", I am 6 foot. So if you and I, if I'm looking down at you,
you're a liar.
Liar. Easiest way to determine.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll literally hug a guy on a first date and be like, 6 foot?
You can, like, smell it on them.
And they get so, like, taken aback.
Wait, you'll hug them in flat shoes and you can tell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're also taller than me, too, so that's even, like...
Wait, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Oh, I'm 5'9".
I thought you were taller than me, though.
I probably am taller.
She's rounding
I'm
down.
I'm doing the Bumble roundout.
Actually, one of my friends was telling me that on Bumble, she will put her height, if only so that guys can understand, because she's pretty tall, too.
Yeah.
They'll understand that, like, she is tall. And, like, because sometimes, you know, like, pictures, if you don't have anyone else in your pictures for reference, like, I get it. And, like, you might swipe because, like, you just think they're a pretty face. And, like, that's fine. But, like, she's like, it self-selects because guys will see my height. And then I won't get matched with someone where it, like, becomes... It always becomes an issue.
No, you're right.
And I dare someone, one of our listeners, to prove me wrong. We're going to have an Ask Lauren section. Probably not. I don't want to do that. But if we did, I dare you to write in a mean comment about it.
We're going
to
have a Survey Monkey about this podcast.
Instagram poll. I'm going to start doing Instagram polls more.
Yes.
That'd be fun, actually.
No, it is. See, I used to have my height for a while, but then I was like, you know what? I just want to, like, kind of roll the dice and, like, be risky.
Okay.
And just get there and, like, have someone be up to my teeth and, like, just see what I would do. Like,
Has it happened?
I have, yeah. But, like, not like 5'7". Oh, my God. 5'7" would be, like, horrible. Like, right now I am talking to this guy on Bumble. And this is the problem because, like, I used to be right off the bat, like, how tall are you? And then I felt kind of bad because Also, something to know is that, like, I'm from the Midwest. Like, we were raised on, like, butter and cheese. Like, we have tall, big bone men out there.
Yes, yeah.
And then I come here, and it's, like...
And they're, like, so scrawny.
Short Jewish boys, like, raised on locks. Nothing, I don't know what it does to the bones, but, like, they're short.
Nothing against that, because I love a bagel and lox.
That's why I've just stopped. It's, like, kind of, I just, like... I just roll with it. And, yeah. Like, there's some cool short guys out there.
No, and I love... It's like you know when men say, like, I love women. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, I love short guys. Yeah. Like, it's not, you know, it's not supposed to be this, like, smarmy thing. Yeah. Because I think if I actually did meet someone who was shorter than me and, like, I just really connected with, like, I would be so all for it. But... when I go on a date with someone and I see them immediately and they're my height or some equivalent where, like, yeah. I just don't feel it, I, like, am immediately like, nope, right. And on to the next.
Right.
Like, I just don't have the time as a person that's living in New York City to just be like, I'm gonna be strung along by, I don't know what this voice is, but it's just like, I'm just gonna, like no one has the damn time. Yeah, I'm gonna, like, follow this short guy around town for 2.5 weeks, then he'll ghost me, and I'll see him at Whole Foods 3 months later.
You're right. That's... in, like, Converse. Like, I'm not doing that shit. I'm wearing my booties. Yeah. Like,
I want the choice. I want to either be comfortable, or I want to wear a huge heel, and I want it to be okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you this.
Mm. You're asking me more questions than I'm asking you.
Okay, so 5'9 guy who lives on your block, or 6'3 guy who lives Upper West Side?
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
They're both equally as hot in the face.
God, you didn't do me dirty like that?
Super successful.
okay, so the only difference is height and location. My two biggest.
It's hard.
Oh, man. How much time do we have? I'm just trying to make sure we're
the,
like...
the rest of our podcast will just be Lauren considering this question. Is this a Sophie's Choice for you?
It's kind of a Sophie's Choice.
Wait, how do we have a time limit?
No. I wanted to, like, see how long we're running.
We're running long.
We'll wrap it up in 5. But I mean, I'm doing the 6'3 on the Upper West Side.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm surprised that took that long.
I know, but I really wanted to give
ease in her life.
I just need height, and, like, that's, mm-hmm. yeah. Just
see, for a while I thought about, this is also copyrighted, creating an app called Timber, and it would be tall people only. To get on it, you have to scan a photo of your driver's license, height, and that's the only way you'll get accepted.
That's amazing.
I know. Investors, contact me.
Yeah. We'll add her email in the info.
Soon to this all episode. My personal information will just be out there.
Timber.
T-I-M-B-R.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Honestly, there should be something like that.
Thank you.
It should exist. And I dare any short guys to at me after this about this whole tirade. So this is going to be, like, thumbs down more than thumbs up on iTunes podcasts. People are going to, like, really lose their shit over this. But, hey, tall girls, gotta do what you gotta do. I'll tell one quick story about just being a tall girl in general. Because I think it really speaks to just our general lot in life. Mm-hmm. My roommate, who is currently napping, shout out to Marjorie. When we studied abroad, mm-hmm. in college, we lived with two other amazing girls. They're really great. And they, I don't want to give away everyone's name, you know, like, where do I stop with this? Like, I'm going to start, like, you know, just passing out my social security number, and it's just going to be downhill from there. But they invited friends over that we hadn't met because they went to a different school. Mm-hmm. And Marjorie and I are sitting on the couch, like, at this pregame. And of course it's like, you know, it's, you're in college, like, we still wore, like, giant heels out anyways. Yeah. But we're, like, in Spain too. So, you know, and we're, like, going to a club. So, you know, we're dressed up. Oh, yeah. And the people come in, this one guy came in, and, we both get up to, like, say hi, like, how's it going? And we both stand up, and he goes, damn, you guys are, no, this is, you're missing the punchline here. He goes, damn, you guys are big girls. And she and I just looked at each other, and we were like, are you fucking kidding me? And she goes up to him, and she goes, just so you know, we're tall, not big. And we never spoke to him ever again. And that's what it's like to be tall.
It is. No, that's like, I've just started calling myself a bog, a big old girl. Big old, you know, you just have to like own it now.
Yeah, you have to.
Like now I'm like, I am a big girl. I'll fuck you up. The, you know, like
put the hurt on you. Put the hurt on you. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've laughed because I totally relate to like, you know, like sitting down and like then suddenly you rise like a giant, like
and you're like
rising
like
up.
BFG, like big friendly giant, you're like, hello.
Like holding a man in your hand. And they're just terrified.
They are.
Like, God forbid. Oh.
What?
Like, you get to the bar first and you sit down and then, like, he walks in and he's your height. Like, sitting. You're sitting at a bar stool and he's your
that's,
height.
That's happened to me. Let's get back to dates, though.
Okay, sorry. We haven't hung out in a long time.
Yeah, every time we're getting
on this.
Yeah.
Lauren gets a date. I feel like I am. What's it? Dane Cook in that movie? Like,
yo, good luck, Chuck. Good luck, Chuck. Emily. Yeah,
good luck, Emily. Like, anytime we plan a hangout, she gets a date.
It is true. It has happened, like, the last, like, three times.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you. Except that maybe because we also planned this one too well, I don't get a date tonight because I was supposed to go on a date tonight, listeners, and this guy pushed it. So the last thing I want to talk about is planning for first dates.
Oh, my God.
And we talked a little bit about this before, so I don't want to, like, beat a dead horse, but this guy, so to go on a date with, mm-hmm. different from Thursday night guy, he and I scheduled this date, like, a week ago, which is,
wow,
which is historic,
that's
actually.
Far out.
It's far out, and I was kind of, like, genuinely pleased about it, only because guys never do that.
Yeah.
They're, like, last minute, just, hey, what's up?
Yep.
And I'm like, living my life.
Can
how
you
about
in
you?
20? I'm in a face mask in my retainer.
Yes.
It's 12:30 at night.
It's 12:30 at night. I'm sorry. That's not a date also, by the way. It's just a... Anyways. So we planned it and... Wow. And he also was really... It was really nice because it wasn't like... Where I didn't feel the pressure to talk to him the whole week being like, hey. Like, it was just like, okay, see you Sunday.
Yeah,
that's it.
Love that.
Tied up in a little bow and pushed off. But because Emily and I actually made this happen for once, he has now texted me being like, hey, can we actually move to this week? So planning. What is your style of planning for a date? Like, we kind of discussed, but I just want to hear.
Yeah, we're both planners. Like, Lauren and I. Like, I have an old school written planner.
Same. And I love checking things off.
Yeah.
It's my favorite activity.
List girls.
List girls forever.
Tall list girls.
Tall, yeah. Big boned.
Big ol' list girls. So yeah, I definitely think the less you talk, the less you chit-chat before a date. Amazing.
Amazing. Actually kind of a turn off if they're like, how's your day going?
Ew. 100%.
Like, it's just gross.
You don't need to know what I had for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't...
Well, ew. Also, let's just discuss on the date. Like,
yeah.
I don't mind going through my entire food diary with you, but, like, let's not, like, let's not make it a, like, everyday check-in sort
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, like, what a waste of data. Like, what if we get on the date and I hate you? Like,
yes.
God, if we didn't have unlimited texting, like, imagine the waste going on with, like, this frivolous texting.
Truly.
But, yeah, need a planner. Need a planner. But then, like, God, I'm just so wishy-washy because sometimes it's, like, it's also hot when someone's just, like, 8 o'clock tonight, meet me here. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, no, but that, I mean, that's...
That's still planning.
It's still planning.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah, that's actually a good point, too. Like, do you, like, when... Or what's your stance on who decides where to go when like, you make a date? Like, is it, like, the person who asked to get... the drinks has to also pick the place or like what do you so I always get a little bit of like choice paralysis.
Yes.
And then it's like, well, I don't want to go someplace that's too loud, but like because I like not that I'm a grandma, but like it's like because otherwise it's just like distracting around. Yeah. So ambiance wise, like do you have a go-to place or do you just like whatever works?
No, I like the guy to just take charge. Like it's hot when someone's like, let's do this.
Yeah.
This date, this time.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Do you like to pick? She's a planner, so yeah, she has like five.
No, I would if they have some place in mind, I'm happy to go wherever because, like I said, the choice paralysis is real.
Yeah.
I also have this weird thing where, like, I don't usually go back to the same place that I went on a first date with someone else. Like, it is still, I think it's, like, bad vibes. Yeah. So, like, especially because most of my first dates don't go anywhere. So, it's, like, why would I go back to that place? And then, like, if you see the bartender or they get to know you, that just seems like a whole willing to go down that road. I think, like, if you suggest the date, whichever party, you should come with a suggestion at least.
Yes.
You can't just be like, let's grab drinks, whatever you want to do. It's like, be like, I've meaning to try, but also if you have a suggestion.
Yeah.
And then usually they're okay with whatever
it is. So piggybacking off that.
Yeah.
How often do you suggest, like, and what does it take for you to, like, make the first move and be like, let's get drinks?
So my friends will definitely come on this podcast at some point. We were talking about what's the amount of texts back and forth before you, like, should be like, okay, let's meet and get drinks. Yeah. And their theory is, like, it should be, like, less than five.
Wow.
I tend to let it kind of just happen naturally. But sometimes it's just like, come on, dude. Like, you can't. Like, I really like it when case in point, Thursday night guy. Like, he was right out with it. Like, that was easy. And this guy that will, hopefully, I'll see at some point, he also was pretty, it was pretty quick. It was, like, a couple back and forths. Hey, want to get a drink sometime? That. It's just so much easier. Yeah. Like, you're looking at a phone, you're looking at a picture. You should be able to meet in person, see if it's something, and if not, move on with your life and continue nightmare rectangling it up. with Hinge and the others.
Exactly. No, I agree. It's just now I've kind of gotten now in my old age of 27. So like old. I've just been bumbling for years.
I've been on Bumble for 5 years. No, I'm just kidding. It's probably longer than that, right?
Now I have this streamlined way of bumbling. So basically there's this feature on Bumble where you and they have it on multiple dating apps. I think I'm only on Bumble.
Okay.
Which is like bad. I feel like you're really encouraging me to like,
you're gonna join Hinge after this. We're gonna make your Hinge profile after this. Yeah. It's happening.
But so on Bumble you can extend someone. So if the girl doesn't talk to a guy within 24 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
They can extend you. They get like three girls a day. I now don't talk to anyone that doesn't extend me. They have to extend me. I can't like rifle through. Like I'm a grown woman. I have too much.
So you get too many matches where like you would.
Okay, that's so like vain. No, but they have to do something extra to prove that they like.
Oh, you know, so it's like
they have to level up to like talk to me.
I see. So if they see that the time is running low and you have done nothing, you want them to extend you, and then you'll...
Absolutely. It's also,
that's an interesting strategy.
It's also totally... Well, maybe super lazy, because on Bumble, girls have to talk first. Yes, for those savages that don't know or, like, are married or been in relationships for, like, 16 years.
Welcome to 2018.
Girls have to talk first. So it saves me from, like, having any cute pickup line, because I literally, all I send once they extend me is, like... Daily extend with like a million D's, hashtag blessed.
What?
It's really standard.
That is so interesting.
I've just taken out.
I like kind of want to re-download Bumble just to
try
do
it.
That.
Try it.
Wow.
It just like shows you
that they
the men
were
from the boys.
Yeah.
Like, that's they so only true. Have three extends a day. That's a lot. Like honestly, that's a lot. I wish it were one.
Yeah.
Just me. Like, is that really then that you know, flattering that I'm like one of potentially three that you extended?
Bullshit.
But.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's such a, that's like a nugget that's blowing my mind right now.
And
like,
I have to tell you, it's been better.
Better.
Yeah. Like I haven't been on besides Michigan guy, but like he was a nice guy.
Sad.
He was successful.
I thought you were going to say he's 6'7". I was like, you dropped him and he was 6'7"?
No, he was like 5'8". Okay, and that's being generous. That's like with shoes on. No. I don't want to see him in socks.
No, I don't want to see him.
Michigan guy, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. It's okay. He probably is listening to this also because, like, horror story. Before the date.
He had read your blog.
Yes.
No.
No, I swear to God. I went on my Facebook and I had shared like a blog post recently. Uh-huh. No, not even recently. Like, it was like old. It was like my blog post I wrote about breaking up with my ex-boyfriend. So, like,
oh no.
9 months old.
Yeah.
And he had liked it on my Facebook.
Wait, so you knew him or you added him on Facebook?
No.
What?
No, I did not know. I did not know his last name. He did not know my last name.
But he did some digging.
And I was like, I literally texted him and I was like, is this you? And he was like, oh God, don't tell me I just liked something accidentally. And I was like, bro, you really, like, that's so creepy.
No.
I should have known right from
You should have known from there and you should have just been like, bye.
Yeah.
Forever. Okay. Oh, this has been so fun.
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? Does I feel did. Like cathartic. Like, I feel like this really.
It did.
Yeah.
Really just like letting out
a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I don't have to pay you. Like,
it's exactly. So cheaper. No, 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 no. No, you paid with your walk up the stairs. You walk up the stairs as payment. Okay. Well, I think that was like a really great episode. Like us,
this is
comment.
The part where we talk about how great we are.
Recap real quick for those who are just tuning in. But yeah, no, I think we'll cut it off there. Probably needs a little bit of an edit too, so we'll get back into that. But thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Podcasters. I guess no, they're really like
podcast peeps.
Podcast peeps. Yeah, sure.
And if you're taller than 6 foot,
at us. Single. At us, please.
Please.
But if you're not, get lost.
They can't, or send us hate mail.
Yeah, either or. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. See you.
Good luck out there.
I won't say see you next week because I just don't know how often I'm going to be doing this, but this is a really good first run and I'm really pleased. So,